Anticipating no coordinated resistance amid a mangled group of entities at best, State Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, his iron worker grip secure on a bulk of caucus votes, is actively seeking another term as president of the upper house of the New Jersey legislature, according to New Jersey Advance Media. Sweeney is now formally calling Democratic members of the Senate to secure their support. There are historic implications to the gesture, if not any immediate wrinkles. According to the report, as of January, Sweeney will be tied for the longest tenure with Donald DeFrancesco, a Republican who held the position from 1992 to 2002. After January, Sweeney would pass DeFrancesco, who also spent nearly a year as governor. Despite Sweeney's ongoing intra-party food fight with Governor Phil Murphy, the cell phone speed dial story had a ho-hum feel to it for the leader occupying what PolitiFact's Nick Acocella has referred to as the era of the Imperial Senate presidency. Middlesex is with him, Sweeney, and that effectively ends it, a source told InsiderNJ, referring to the power share that maintains the Middlesex base speaker Craig Coughlin, D19, on the lower house throne in exchange for backing the South Jersey base Sweeney. The pro forma political move demonstrates the strong control the South Jersey Democratic Party operation exerts over the legislative structure of statewide power. Sweeney had originally, and probably still does, wanted to be governor, but took a knee when Murphy secured the lines in northern counties home to the biggest Democratic Party pluralities in a primary. In the same pre-2017 timeframe, the sitting Senate president, with the help of powerful South Jersey power broker George Norcross, secured another term as Senate president. Initially, back in 2009, Sweeney and Norcross struck a power-sharing deal with Essex County. Dick Cody from Essex deposed and Sweeney on the caucus chair in exchange for Sheila Oliver as speaker. Then they ditched Essex for Hudson, Vinnie Prieto. Then they dumped Hudson, Prieto, for Middlesex, Coughlin. The common denominator in all the deals was South Jersey. And though the Murphy administration has the Economic Development Authority, EDA, tax incentive program that benefited the business interests of Norcross and went through a Senate overseen by Sweeney under a microscope, the Sweeney for Coughlin construct remains secure, sources say. The Republicans, backbenched in the Senate in a 14-26 minority posture, have an added disadvantage, perhaps a key reason for Senate Minority Leader Tom Keene's throw it against the wall, to see if it sticks 2020 CD7 campaign, by virtue of South Jersey's critical, back-protecting relationships with members of the GOP caucus, including State Senator Kristen Corrado, R40, Senator Kip Bateman, R16, and Senator Steve Arojo, R24, among others. Past behavior shows the willingness of those Republican lawmakers to go to Sweeney in the clutch, negating Keene's ability to end-run the sitting Senate president by fastening to Senators Cody, Nick Sacco, Ron Rice, and Shirley Turner to cross-pollinate an effective anti-Sweeney maneuver. Adding to Sweeney's insulation, and perhaps Keene's irritation, is the fact that Murphy's policy positions are farther from Keene's than Sweeney's. Neither Keene nor Sweeney backs a millionaire's tax, forever, one supposes, in the case of Keene. And, for Sweeney, as long as Murphy is governor,